Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent, Jessica Flory. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
Now, it's already a hectic morning for you, and it's already early in the week, and this week is only going to get worse in terms of busyness for you.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're so excited that we get to be with our 4-H members over spring break since they're not in school this week. But, yeah, we've had a busy week so far. Yesterday, we unloaded all of our blue and gold. That is a fundraiser that our Osage County and Anderson County councils, 4-H councils, do. So thank you to everyone that supported them. That's we always hear great feedback from the communities that they love that fundraiser because it puts meat in their freezer. So that's just, it's just bacon, sausage, and chicken. And we partner down there with Anderson to get it up into Osage. And because the company only goes so far south. So it's kind of a fun fundraiser for the kids. And this morning we've got our YQCA kicking off this morning, and that's a Youth for the Quality Care of Animals. That's a certificate that the livestock kids go through to participate in state and national shows, and it's just a good certification. You probably have heard me compare it to when I've talked about it before. It's like a CPR training for livestock kids. It's a national training that we can go through. And we've brought animals onto the fairgrounds here in Franklin County. Hopefully it's warm enough that we get to go outside this morning and enjoy just learning and gaining experience from other older 4-H members. But I'm excited for this day. And tomorrow we are having our shopping and style day camp, and then followed up by our STEM day camp on Friday in Linden. It is not too late to get signed up for Thursday and Friday if you're still looking for an activity to do for your kids and your 4-H member. We've got exciting days planned for both those days as well. And it's just a fun week, a fun March, because then our March will round off with regional club days, which 4-H members have been communicated with there. And they get to go on to regional club days from, just here at the end of February there, we had our regional or our district club days. So kids can have the opportunity to go on and compete at a regional level, which we do that with Douglas, Johnson, Shawnee County, Meredithine District, which is Miami, and Linn County. And so that's just a fun opportunity for kids to go on and compete one more time with their project talk or their demonstration. So at the end of March, be looking for those results. But it's just it's a busy time for us. It's kind of our pre-summer, get our feet wet back in all of our programming. And we're excited to see you all this week. Just so as I talk about a busy March, we are really starting to roll out a lot of our summer activities as well. So look for those in the March newsletter. We've got some fun things planned for the end of May and into June. And then before we know it, Blake, oh my goodness, I feel like July is going to be upon us. Before we know it. So just be looking for all of those events coming up, and the warmer weather gets us super excited about spring and summer and just all the activities that unfold through those months.
Yeah, once everything starts getting rolling, it all goes downhill so fast and it all flies by.
Yes, it does. And before you know it, it's December again. But yeah, so exciting things this week. I just wanted to give a shout out to all those activities that we're doing this week, and maybe we'll have more kind of some details of what I felt like the kids really learned and experienced through those activities next week.
It's going to be a busy one. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredithine City District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gal.